Rose Calloway and Connor Cobalt exist in a realm where intelligence is currency and vulnerability is weakness. Their relationship defies romantic norms. She's Princeton-educated with OCD and an ice queen reputation. He's a Penn graduate with an arrogance that borders on mythological. Their connection began years ago when Connor, serving as a student ambassador, offered Rose his blazer after someone spilled soda on her dress before an honors program interview, an uncharacteristically spontaneous gesture from a man known for calculated precision. Their conversations aren't filled with sweet nothings, but rather philosophical debates and literary references. When they play Kill, Marry, Fuck with Disney characters, Rose's choices, killing Prince Charming, marrying Robin Hood, and choosing the Beast, reveal more about her values than hours of conventional conversation ever could. Their intellectual sparring serves as foreplay, each verbal joust bringing them closer to understanding one another's complex minds. What makes their dynamic so compelling is how they challenge each other's carefully constructed walls. Rose's unfiltered honesty chips away at Connor's emotional distance, while his strategic patience helps her navigate her intense perfectionism. When Rose admits, "I like being your teammate more than your rival," it marks a profound evolution, recognizing that partnership offers something more powerful than individual achievement ever could. What drives an intensely private person to invite cameras into their most intimate moments? For Rose, it's desperation. Her fashion line, Calloway Couture, faces collapse after her sister Lily's sex addiction scandal tarnished their elite Philadelphia family name. Princesses of Philly offers image rehabilitation at the cost of complete privacy surrender. Six people must live in a townhouse transformed into a surveillance system, cameras and microphones capturing everything except bathroom activities. Scott Van Wright, the show's producer, establishes dominance immediately. During their first meeting, he deliberately drops papers and orders Rose to retrieve them. When she reminds him she's funding the show, he coldly responds, "You're not my boss anymore, Rose. You're my employee." The contract grants his company complete editorial control. For Rose, Calloway Couture represents independence from her manipulative mother and proof of her worth beyond privilege. This reality show becomes her Faustian bargain to salvage everything she's built. In a house where every resident battles addiction, recovery unfolds under constant surveillance. Rose manages OCD, Lily deals with sex addiction, and her fiancé Lo struggles with severe alcohol dependency that began in his teens. This reality show setting functions as both fishbowl and sanctuary. Living arrangements are strategic. Lo and Lily share the East Wing, balancing supervision with privacy. Connor monitors security, Rose maintains schedules, and everyone attends therapy. When Lo claims his drinking only affects Lily, Rose firmly counters, "Your addiction affects all of us. Every relapse sends aftershocks through everyone." Scott, the producer, violates ethics for ratings, sending Lily provocative fan mail, leaving alcohol visible, and manipulating footage. Each transgression unites the family protectively. During one conflict, Lo deliberately disorders Rose's perfectly arranged library, showing how addiction can weaponize others' vulnerabilities. These challenges balance with profound support, group meditation, shared meals where everyone monitors eating patterns, and conversations processing fears together. Recovery emerges as a collaborative effort, requiring patience and unwavering support. Rose and Connor's relationship balances two dominant personalities. Connor's sexual experience contrasts with Rose's virginity, creating an imbalance that both excites and frightens her. She fears becoming just another conquest, believing her OCD makes her unlovable despite Connor's patience. Paradoxically, Connor's dominance offers Rose escape from perfectionism. When he restrains her, her anger transforms into desire, this surrender becoming therapeutic for Rose, whose life revolves around rigid self-control. Their power struggles extend beyond the bedroom. Connor wants 8 children, while Rose wants none, until she compromises, suggesting a little girl or two with his help. His joyful response shows how negotiation strengthens their bond. The deepest shift occurs when Connor, facing his mother's terminal cancer, confesses his love. In this vulnerable moment, he breaks down, admitting Rose is the only person who truly loved him. Her tender response in French establishes a crucial equilibrium, both finally embracing complete vulnerability. In our digital age, the boundary between public and private life constantly blurs. For privacy-valuing Rose, reality television surveillance becomes torturous. This violation peaks when Scott sells footage of Rose and Connor's intimate encounter to a porn site for $25 million, exploiting a contract loophole that allowed web content but prohibited bedroom footage on TV. Media outlets reduce Rose's personal experience to entertainment, debating her virginity. "My dignity has been compromised," Rose acknowledges, "but I refuse to let my pride be taken," a distinction crucial to her resilience. The scandal reveals privacy violations' gendered nature. While both Rose and Connor appear in the tape, Rose faces harsher judgment. Similarly, when tabloids falsely claim Lily is sleeping with both Lowe and Reich, the backlash falls disproportionately on her. The characters ultimately reclaim their narrative. Connor leverages the publicity to expand Cobalt Inc. into jewelry, demonstrating resilience in an era of precarious privacy. The Calloway family relationships form a complex web of love, control, and protection. Rose fiercely guards her younger sisters, intervening when Scott makes inappropriate comments about teenage Daisy or enables Lily's addiction. She worries about Daisy's modeling career and approaching adulthood. Rose takes practical protective measures, arranging sleeping arrangements when Daisy's boyfriend Julian becomes threatening and later confronting him with pepper spray. Yet she sometimes fears mirroring her mother's controlling behavior, confessing to Connor, "What if I suffocate them like my mother did to me?" The family dynamics extend beyond blood relations. Connor finds in Rose's family the connection his distant parents never provided. When his mother reveals terminal cancer, he seeks comfort from Rose rather than blood relatives. Similarly, half-brothers Lowe and Reich build genuine brotherhood through their shared care for Lily. This theme culminates when Lily and Lowe sacrifice their wedding date so Connor can surprise Rose with her own ceremony, showing how their chosen family supports each other with bonds stronger than obligation. Can two fiercely ambitious people build a relationship without sacrificing individual dreams? Rose, a Princeton-educated fashion designer, and Connor, a Wharton student inheriting a billion-dollar company, recognize in each other an equal drive for success. Their ambitions create tension. Connor depends on Adderall for his workload, while Rose joins an invasive reality show to save her fashion line, both examples of self-destructive ambition. Connor's turning point comes when he leaves Wharton and quits Adderall, realizing ambition should serve happiness. Rose evolves from seeing her career as her entire identity to finding balance, choosing her boutique over lucrative department store offers. They resolve their disagreement about children through honest communication, balancing individual desires with shared dreams. At their wedding, Connor whispers, "Kiss the sky with me and don't ever come down," suggesting together they can reach heights neither could achieve alone. Their story shows the right partnership can elevate both people without diminishing either.